life. So welcome everyone to day 13, a Monday morning of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Sunday morning to begin, I'd like to invite you to take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just let yourself settle into your seat. Arriving in your body, in the space that you're in your home, on your seat, in the studio. And continuing our discussion of the acronym HEAL, which is H for have a good experience, or notice the ways in which you already feel resilient, notice the ways in which you already have inner resources that help you to meet your challenges. E for enrich them by staying with them. Don't just dismiss all the ways in which you're already doing well in your life. All the ways in which goodness, your own goodness, and the general goodness of your life situation arises just naturally. We didn't get to the age that we are, whatever age that might be, by not meeting our challenges. Right? And then A is absorb. Really lean into the experience. See if you can feel into it. Feel all the ways in which you are already resilient, already have the kind of inner resources that it takes to meet challenges, to be calm, confident, generous, have a sense of mindfulness, compassion. All these things are probably already happening in your life. And usually, because of the negative bias of the mind, we kind of skip over that and we go to what's not working. We're scanning the horizon for what's wrong. What problem do we have to solve today? And this acronym and this work, we're trying to grow the solution, grow all the ways in which we can meet these challenges by paying attention to them, by feeding the wolf of these inner resources. And today we are at L for linking. And this is kind of the advanced part of the HEAL process. And what Rick Hansen, I believe, means by linking, when he talks about linking, it's linking positive and negative experiences together. So we're already doing this on sort of small ways, or actually large ways. So for an example of this is like when you're worried about something and you know you can see you're caught up in worry and you call your friend and talk about it. So you already are using inner resources like reaching out for help or accepting help or connection to really meet that challenge of whatever the worry is. So the more we grow these inner resources, the more we call on them. And that's what he means by linking. By being able to see when we're caught up in a challenge from the outside or from the inside, and really turning towards these inner resources. And I find this particularly helpful when I'm caught in a very old pattern, like an old childhood story, like those tapes that got installed very young that are not that helpful and seem like they can never go away. And maybe they won't, but we can at least respond to them skillfully. So, you know, for example, you know, I have this old tape that says, I have to do everything by myself and no one's going to help me. I found it and unfound it, you know, based on my experiences as a young person. And I find that when that stuff comes up just automatically, and occasionally I can just pull myself back and remember that that's not actually true in my life right now. Like, I can really remember all the ways in which, you know, I do get help. I've gotten help over the years, and I can reach out for help today. And that's what he means by linking, is by being able to use these resources when challenges come up. And so it's not putting a positive spin on the negative stuff, because challenges do happen outside and inside. I have that story, may never go away, but I can respond to it skillfully. And that's it. It becomes another inner resource to be able to hold both the positive and negative at the same time. So I invite you today in your practice and in your life out there, wherever out there is, to just notice the ways in which you can already use these inner resources, that you do call on them. And that in and of itself can be a good experience and can remind us that we're already resilient. So, shifting to the formal practice, taking your seat, feeling that sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. Just this feeling of being able to settle your mind in the practice is a resource. And then from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, strong back, and then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, soft front, resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth, love, and support of our practice together.